This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Tony Vitello will join us tomorrow.
Love it.
Boom.
Hard not to.
I'm a Giants fan.
Fall in love with Tony today. Just you were there.
I'd love to know. I'd love to know your impressions.
I don't do impressions.
Yes, you do. No. Come on.
I was impressed, and you talked about his command in the room. Well, the command came through the radio as well, and he just delivered a kind of an easy sort of like thoughtful explanation of what he does and who he is. And I'm excited to see him in action. And I do think that there's going to be some adjusting he has to do. 162 is a long, long season.
Sure.
And you're dealing with grown men now. You're not dealing with kids. And the last question asked by Extra Bags, Andy Bagley, was the one that I was kind of hoping to ask. And I will ask him tomorrow. And it's about the culture. He's going to have to coach a lot of Latin American players, and I was even thinking about the Korean Jung-Hoo Lee, and you're going to be dealing with a lot of people from different backgrounds and cultures, and some of these people are going to be parents, and you know, you're not just dealing with 18 to 22-year-old kids that you handpicked.
Right, right.
So that, I think, is going to be a unique challenge.
Like, you know how you used to go into people's homes and recruit, and you would talk to mom and dad? That dad is now your third baseman.
Right, right.
So it's different.
Yeah, a lot of different things. Yeah, you're dealing with, you know, and he even mentioned Justin Verlander, who I don't know if he'll be a Giant anymore. Probably not, but Verlander is almost his age. I think Vitello's 47.
47, yeah.
And Verlander's 40-something. So, you know, that adjustment, and he was very honest with it. Like, yeah.
Totally. You know. We're coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Here, for me, this was the highlight. This was the highlight of the press conference right here.
It's different up here. It just is. Abnormal may sound like you're saying weird or in a bad way, but very abnormal the last couple days since I've been here. The attention to detail, the people at the hotel that have either been tipped off or maybe already, I'm like, how much did you give these guys to, but I, you know, it's not random. It's not coincidental. It's culture. And again, that's also a vague word and one that's overused a lot. But it's abnormal here. And I think it's probably fed into the success of the organization, which has also been abnormal.
Okay, I love that because he was very careful to explain what he meant by the word abnormal. He's right. That has a negative connotation to it, something being abnormal. What he clearly means is that it's exceptional, it's different. And what he was talking about were his impressions of Northern California. He has some history of coaching in the Salinas area, obviously at a much, much lower level.
Yep.
But he had a host family. You know, when you're in the lower levels of baseball, that's kind of how it works in small towns. You'll have a host family. His host family was in the audience today. That's kind of how he has held that relationship, how they've held him through the years. And his impressions then of Northern California, and then as he's putting it now, being in the city and being around this organization, abnormal. In other words, just different than maybe you'd expect from other coastal towns with a lot of resource. You know, he's from the Midwest, and I think depending on where you're from around the United States of America, when you are fed the idea of California, you go, oh, this is like flighty, rich weirdos that don't, it's just disconnected. Nobody cares about anybody else. Everybody's totally narcissistic. This is the perception that we deal with. And what we know here is that that's LA.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much.
I'm kidding. No, but do you know what I mean?
Like, having lived here my whole life, and you're not wrong, because even if you go to LA, there is like Santa Monica, LA. There's Malibu, LA. There is Orange County, LA.
Totally different.
There's the Valley, LA. There's Inland Empire, LA. There's so many different pockets of people. And, you know, the big stark contrast that he's dealing with, you go from Knoxville to San Francisco, where, you know, you might catch a Confederate flag down there, one or two. And out here, you're dealing with, you know, a certain amount of blight in a city that is wonderful and also can be, you know, filled with trash at other times. And it's a wild, wild difference from Knoxville. I've never been there. I'm just imagining what it's like to San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, and it's week to week, you know, like maybe down there you said there could be a Confederate flag this year. Right now here, there'd be a Canadian flag. I'm considering flying one potentially as early as tomorrow night.
Yep.
Happy Halloween.
But Steiny had a Canada shirt on yesterday.
Let's see. Oh, Canada, go Canada.
Go Canada.
I get what he's saying. I really do. But I say that as a native, so I'm totally biased. I'm kidding about Southern California. You're right. It's 1,000 different things, and so is Northern California. I don't think anybody's going to mistake Salinas for the Tenderloin. Like, that's not what he's talking about, and I don't think he's been here long enough to really, really understand what makes this place tick and whatnot. But what was evident in listening to him is this is somebody who really, at a high, high level, values relationships and maintains relationships. And he has a lot here in Northern California. He has a lot around the San Francisco Giants. He's talking about a close relationship with former third baseman Bill Miller,
yep,
for example. There's a lot of stuff where Tony was bringing out things that are a little bit intricate. And you hear him talk about the attention to detail and everything. And I don't know, man, for me, that always speaks very highly of a person, somebody who values relationships and maintains relationships. And that was a theme that kept coming off of this conference today.
And you have to when you're especially a Major League Baseball manager, because there's 162 games and you are day after day having to talk to your players and console players, pick up other guys, come down on other guys, and you have to be an excellent communicator. I think that was partly where the Gabe Kapler era went awry, because he wasn't as good of a communicator. Maybe he wasn't an honest, genuine communicator. And, you know, we'll talk to Steve tomorrow, and he's one of the best, I think, ever, as far as, you know, what he does just communicating with his players, even through the Kuminga thing. It never got to the point where Kuminga didn't know where he stood. He maybe didn't like it, but Steve was able to communicate with Kuminga what the situation was.
What's my favorite word? We talked about it the first day of our show.
What's my favorite word?
What's my favorite word?
Fine.
What? No, that's my least favorite word.
It's fine.
What did we promise each other when we were going to do the show?
Authenticity, Mark.
Say that word again.
Authenticity, Mark. Two words,
yeah.
I think that he came across to me as authentic.
That's what I'm getting at.
Right.
I think that this is like if Gabe Kapler had sex with authenticity.
Whoa.
You get Tony Vitello.
You take a sip after that. I think Gabe is authentic, but I don't think that I don't think that he's the kind of leader that you would want. I think he's authentically him. Like,
I guess.
I shave my beard 3 times a day.
I don't know, man. Like, I just think the problem with Gabe, because I like, there were
pieces. You loved Gabe.
Well, Gabe got here and won Manager of the Year. Gabe got here and won 107 games and Manager of the Year. I could, like, you can be as much of a weirdo and do cheeseburgers on IG all you want. You win 107 games, I don't care if you wear mismatched shoes and your hat backwards. I have no, I do not care. But what I'm reading in the end, with all of these, whoever's the manager of your favorite baseball team, what you want them to do is to be able to figure out that clubhouse. You have to figure out how to get energy out of the clubhouse. You have to figure out to get trust within the clubhouse. My God, accountability within the clubhouse, all of those things. And that's and you have to sort of fight. You have to fight. You have to fight for all of that stuff. You do have to show a little bit of, you know, go get him. And Gabe, I think, got to the point where he was so detailed. He was so robotic with his process and believed in it so much. And for a while it worked that I think all of that other stuff stopped being a part of what he was doing at all. In other words, it's just like, it's process. And then that's it. So if there's something that comes up in the clubhouse that's maybe off the beaten path or off script, Gabe had no clue what to do. And he would just be like, you guys just handle it. Just handle it. And turn around and go back into his weirdo clubhouse manager room thing that he changed from what all the other managers have done. He turned it into like a nouveau coffee house.
Right, like a zen room.
Yeah, and like strip all the rugs out of it and put weird art up and sit back on a couch, have the media in there, like we're all in some sort of a speakeasy. Dude, it's just weird. And that's fine. I don't mind weird. I don't mind weird if it is all authentically working. And then, like all of our families or workplaces learn, what do you do when stuff goes sideways? And I think Gabe's answer was, y'all handle that. I'm going to go get a cheeseburger on IG. You let me know how it goes. And I don't think Tony's going to, that doesn't sound like this guy.
That doesn't sound like it at all. And, you know, he comes in knowing what he knows and also knowing what he doesn't know. And that to me is the key. And I thought it was interesting, the question today about, you know, whether or not it will be a groupthink when it comes to lineups and pitching changes and all the rest of that stuff, because he comes into an environment now where there's more information available. There are more people involved in that information. And I think Buster actually answered it. And he's like, you know, Tony and I are still kind of getting to know each other and figuring out what the process will be. And that, I think, is a big adjustment that he'll have to make, because, you know, when you're down at UT, you're the guy and you have a staff, and, you know, the athletic director is not knocking on your door and saying, I think Drew Gilbert should hit fifth tonight. It's you. It's your team and you're running it. And here, you're going to get input from a lot of different people and different levels, and that's good, but it's how you navigate the decision-making. You know, some people are going to, it's my way. And that was my sense with Bomel the last couple of years. It's like, I'm old school, and I'm going to make these decisions. I'm the manager. Not that he's not taking input, but, you know, Gabe, it was much more of a, let's all get together and me, you, and the spreadsheet, Farhan, and we'll figure out exactly what the numbers say, and we'll go with that.
Well, that boy, see, that's an interesting way to put it that you just said there. Like, okay, if I've got a problem, don't say, yo, I'll solve it.
I'm about to. Trying to stay focused. A short show.
If you got a problem, do you want, like, a computer hacker to come to your laptop and fix it there? Or do you want to go directly to the person and just be like, can we have a conversation about this? And that's overstating it. I get it. That's a little theatrical, but that's kind of what I feel is the difference between two dudes who, by the way, on some level can give off the exact same vibe. They're like, I'm here, I'm super smart, and me and my manicured beard have got this. Like, that's how both of them come off somewhat in a room. Tony's a little bit more personable, I think, but that's the problem-solving nature, my perception of these guys. Gabe wants to lean on our process. This is how we do it, and we're going to keep doing this, and when it doesn't work, that's because it's a one-off. We're going to stick to our process and type in, and it spits out that, okay, Matt Chapman will lead off today, and we're going to do that. Tony seems much more like, let's get together and hack this out, like you and me, or you and me and him, or whatever. And Buster spoke about that, actually. Listen to what Buster said with regard to Tony and personal relationships.
I was looking for somebody that I felt like shared a similar vision, had similar ideals. You've heard him talk about people over and over again up here. To me, that's your secret sauce in everything. It's the relationships you build. And so for me, it was finding somebody that I think we matched up in a lot of those ways, and that we could grow together. You know, the hope is that this is a relationship that lasts a really long time.
And I want to go back to that other quote that Tim Kawakami got from Buster after the press conference, and I'll just paraphrase it at this point, but he basically said, look, Tony's going to ruffle feathers. There are going to be times where things get maybe what feels like a little bit dicey, but if that happens organically, it's okay, because that's sports, this is entertainment, and we are severely lacking on that front around here lately.
No doubt.
Oh, God, yes. Correct.
Well, and it's funny because once Jung-Hoo Lee came out here, he'd yet to play any baseball at all, and we had a whole Jung-Hoo crew, and everybody's rocking the 51 jersey, and we were so hungry for a personality, and then he got hurt after a month, and it's like, oh, boy. And, you know, the team is 81-81 every single year, and Logan Webb's your ace. He's a great player, and he's a great guy, but he's not an electrifying personality, you know, and so now you got a manager who, he's kind of funny. I thought that he had
totally
some quips, and he wasn't out there waka waka waka, but you know, he had a couple of funny one-liners, and I thought that, you know, he was super comfortable being up there. The moment wasn't too big, and he understands that this is a massive undertaking.
Massive.
To go from college to the pros. No one's ever done it, and now you walk into a clubhouse and you got grown men. Grown men who are making nine figures.
Yeah, but think about it, right? So here's Vitello and the way that he's going to approach it. Again, take that idea from Buster and look at some of his other moves. So he goes out and gets Rafi Devers. All right, you gave up Kyle Harrison, who was supposed to be the next big thing around here, but you got Rafi Devers. That's somebody with, like, cachet, difference, entertaining to watch. Bryce Eldridge will probably be up next year. Tony recruited Bryce. Bryce said no. Tony joked today that he'd like to have a conversation with Bryce when they get to the dugout. You know? And so add all that into what we already know. I think Willie Adames is an entertaining person out there. Let's see if Jung-Hoo Lee can get his numbers to sort of match the entertainment side of it. And then Drew Gilbert will, like, play ring around the rosy with all of them after every hit or whatever it is he's going to do. You start to see the makings of something that might not just be about, can we win 90 games? This is a product. It's a product that people might want to watch and be around and draw eyeballs. Because, dude, I'm the biggest Giants fan in the world. And I struggle, like, getting even sometimes the people around me to, like, let's get excited about this. You know what I mean? The Giants game's on. Well, the kids are on the phone. And lovely Christy will get to the game, and in the second inning, she's like, so,
we getting coffee? Or?
Keep it moving here, yeah. Right? Can we get an even quicker pitch clock? How about 4 seconds? Can we get home? You know what I mean? And I get it, because it's like, dude, you guys are kind of a yawn sometimes. And I hate that. I hate that.
Yeah, but especially because you're in a ballpark where it's tough to score. So if you lose 3-1 or 3-2, and they went more than 2 weeks where – they scored about 2 runs a game, which is not that exciting. And if you don't have the personalities either, it makes it even more difficult. But I like the way he came out today. He wasn't trying too hard to be anything. He was just his authentic self.
We're talking out the Tony Vitello introductory press conference on 95.7 The Game. And that's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Niners and the New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Out to the phones we go. How about Leroy in Oakland? Hi, Leroy. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Willard? What's going on, Dibs? Long time no hear from. Real quick, man, I listened in. I'm a lifelong Giants fan, and I listened in, and just real quick, I like what I heard for the first time, and listening over the radio, I wasn't able to see it, but you brought up a good point. He came off really great over the radio, so that's a full stop. what I heard and what I didn't like, but now I'm like, okay, now that I heard it, is I think we're in a little bit of a rebuild from what I'm hearing. I kept hearing build, 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 right? Build, build this, build that, build this. And I think that us Giants fans are going to have to be patient with this. And, hey, Dibs, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give me a T-shirt that says, vibe it out. That's what he said. I'm going to vibe it out.
I love that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to give, if all goes well, I'm going to give me a T-shirt, because that's what he needs to do, meaning he's going to develop relationships organically, right? He's just going to feel this is his first time, and Buster believes in him. He came off great, and this is a great start. So just Giants fans, be patient, because I think this is a little bit of a rebuild. And you know the Giants hate using the word rebuild, but I kind of see a little bit of a rebuild. But so far, so good, guys.
Leroy, thank you, Leroy. Appreciate it.
Vibe it out.
Vibe it out.
I don't think it's a rebuild when you've got what, three or four or five guys with multiple year, long-term, high-money contracts. Now, it's how do you build around those players? That's the rebuild part of it. But by and large, you know, for next year anyway, you know three or four of your starting rotation, probably more, and of your batting order, you know five or six of the nine. So you pretty much know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who you're going to have, and I don't think you're ever going to rebuild when you've got guys with 8 and 9 year deals making more than $100 million.
No, they just need to go get probably a starter or two and kind of re-rack the bullpen a little bit. I think those are things that they could do on the fly. I think it's going to be hard to tell a very, very high priced and in their 30s infield that this is some sort of a rebuild. But it's a build. It's a build because it's now a new regime, and he needs to build things like trust. He needs to build things like a process and a plan. And that word that we keep going to, relationships. I do like that he pointed to the phrase, vibe it out. That's a fun phrase. I would love to play for you the sound clip of when Tony said, vibe it out. But we don't have that sound clip because Lucas looked directly at me about 2 hours ago and said, the question you asked did not lead to an important enough answer, so we're not going to cut this one. And it was in that answer that he said, we're going to need to vibe it out.
Whoa.
So you can blame Lucas for that. I don't have it.
The question that was asked by 95.7 The Game's own Mark Willard didn't quite pass muster.
I didn't make the cut. I'm on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
I'm out.
That was a good early question, too. I was a little surprised that, and I'm not alone, a little surprised that you got in that early.
Like, it hurt some people's necks. I didn't.
The first question asked by an on-air radio host.
I want to hear what Lucas did cut.
I was not trying to break anyone's neck.
Snapping necks.
Yeah, what did he cut?
He cut this.
Hey, Tony. Mark Willard, 95.7 The Game.
That's it.
That's it. He just cut me. Mm. That's not exciting at all. That's just me saying my name, except for some reason, you thought, like, Dibs comes in today. First thing he says to me, he goes, dude, you never introduced yourself.
Didn't
hey,
do
Tony,
it.
Mark Willard, 95.7 The Game.
I completely did.
I must not have heard it. Or
I wonder what happened to it.
Hey, Tony, Mark Willard, 95.7 The Game.
Hi, Tony. It's Mark. Talk to you soon.
Different tone, Willard, when he's in a presser like
well,
that.
Well, I had a little
hey, Tony,
bit of...
Mark Willard, 95.7 The Game.
I had a little frog in my throat, yeah. too. There was a little froggy.
You sound a little nervous there.
No, I wasn't nervous. No, I wasn't
Tony,
nervous.
Mark Willard.
Yeah, I was just like...
My hero.
Of Willard and sometimes Dibs when
hey,
I let
Tony,
him...
Mark Willard, 95.7 The Game.
Hi, Tony. What's your address?
Totally.
That was going to be my question. But they looked at me. They're like, don't do that. So I changed it on the fly.
Well, his address right now is probably a hotel room. Somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
you
mentioned that.
Yeah. Willie Mays Plaza. Whatever.
3-year deal for Tony Vitello with a vesting option for the fourth. So,
okay.
I mean, that's kind of cool. You get three
yeah.
years, you know, you get 2 years, and then if you're doing well, then we'll pick up the fourth year and we'll go from there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.